Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and Rick, we have with us on the phone for this segment, Rosemary Jones, who's involved with the Animal Rescue Site in Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the show, Rosemary.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting us on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Rosemary, can you share with our listeners just a thumbnail version of exactly what it is that you guys do at the Animal Rescue Site, what you sell, and where the money goes to?
The Animal Rescue Site funds feeding shelter pets, and we have four charitable partners we work with: the PetFinder.com Foundation, the International Fund for Animal Welfare, North Shore Animal League America, and the Fund for Animals. And you can help us provide funding for this through free action. You can just go to our website, www.theanimalrescuesite.com. You'll see a big purple button on the site. If you click on that, you'll see some ads, and we call those the sponsoring advertisers. Mm-hmm. And 100% of the money they give us for advertising on our website goes to those four charities I just listed.
Oh, wow.
You can also buy products on our site or make donations to charities. If you make a donation through our site, again, 100% is passed through. We don't keep any money. We don't take any credit card fees or anything for that.
Sure.
And then people always say, well, then how do you stay open? And well, the thing is, we offer a lot of wonderful gifts, a lot of animal-themed gifts on our site that you can purchase.
Okay.
Some beautiful jewelry for Christmas. And again, when you buy something, it'll help pay for food for shelter pets.
I would imagine this is a reasonably well-visited site.
We get anywhere from 2 million to 5 million unique visitors a month.
Incredible. Incredible.
Around Christmas, we get a lot of people because a lot of people like to do their shopping. And the neat thing is when you actually do your shopping, if you, like, say, buy a pair of earrings on our site, you'll see exactly how many bowls of food you've paid for. We actually kind of work out the math. So, like, I'm looking at some of our paper cat earrings right now, and that would, just purchasing that pair of earrings would pay for 14 bowls of food.
So go out and spend money for driving benevolence.
Yes. Well, we always say, you can give a little something to charity for no extra cost. We're basically an internet retailer with a big heart.
How many items do you have that they're going to be able to go and look at?
Oh, we have literally thousands.
Thousands.
And the neat thing is for your listeners, they're all shipping out of Michigan. Our distribution and warehouse is there in Allendale.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We just moved all our operations to Michigan this year. It's lovely and centrally located. It makes for faster shipping all around the country.
So. Well, thank you for doing that. That's fantastic. Michigan could use all the help we can give it.
Oh, everybody is just had a wonderful time. Of our staff who's moved out there, they all just keep talking up the place.
Well, that's great to hear. And Rosemary, there's another Michigan connection with your company. You guys ended up donating some money to a shelter here in Michigan as part of a contest you're running. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
We have something called the Shelter Challenge, and we run it three times a year. And people can go online, and they can vote for their favorite shelter. And the folks of the Upper Peninsula voted for Copper County Humane Society. They won $11,000 this spring in this challenge. And they're currently in the running for another prize called Challenge Champion because they've gotten the most votes throughout the entire year. So
you raise a bit of money in a number of different ways, and then you need to come up with creative ways of getting it out to worthwhile causes. And the Upper Peninsula, right there in Carper Harbor, probably, actually managed to, hit the meter.
They really did. They put out the word. I think their local newspaper did quite a bit of campaigning for them. They called their friends. They emailed their friends. And what we always say is you don't have to be located right in the town to vote for a shelter. If you're voting for somebody, you can still email your grandma in Alaska and your cousin in California and your friends in Florida and say, come online, vote for us here. And I think that's what they did. They just got people all around the country very excited, very voting.
In a major rural area like up there, and we're familiar with it, us being Michiganders, that's telling us something that you've definitely got quite a network.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think the neat thing is actually with the challenges, when we started these, a lot of groups said, oh, you know, it's always going to be the big city challenges that win, and, you know, how are we going to...
Right.
And what we found is it's actually been the reverse. The rural groups have done the best, probably because they've gotten the most excited and gotten online, and as I said, you know, they've built Facebook pages, they've built blogs, and they've had a wonderful time. And what's been really neat for us is we've gotten... Notes back, we've given away over $500,000 in this program to over 160 shelters and rescue groups around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've heard back from so many of them is just by doing the campaign and getting people in their town talking, they have seen more people coming down to their shelters to help out. They see more people coming down to adopt pets.
Okay.
And it's given them a way to get a lot more publicity. Of course, that's kind of why we started it in the first place. We really wanted to highlight the terrific work being done by a lot of very small groups, often primarily volunteer groups, all around the country to try to help out.
Well, that's great that you're doing that to help folks out. Rosemary, what kind of products are there? Are they unique? Are they handmade? Tell us a little bit about what kind of items people are buying on your website.
We have all kinds. You know, we run from, you know, just kind of your general, we have fleece, which is very popular with our Purple Paw. But a lot of jewelry that we carry is handmade. A lot of it, we work with fair trade groups around the world. We have one line that's called Global Girlfriend. And if you buy anything that's marked as a Global Girlfriend product, these are women's cooperatives that we're working with, both here in the United States and all over the world, that are working primarily to help lift women out of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Provide
mm-hmm.
them with fair jobs and fair wages, provide them money to send their kids to school. We work with programs, say, in L.A. that are helping out homeless women. We work with programs in Uganda. One program we're very proud of in Uganda, they're working with former child soldiers and training them into fair trade jobs. You know, we're very, very proud of the work we do with these groups. We have a terrific team of buyers along with our CEO, Tim Coonan, who go all around the world talking to these groups, and they bring in beautiful things.
Well, it's fantastic that you bring together the combination of capitalism and all the products that people want to buy and the benevolence and the charity. And as you said, you can give to charity without having to necessarily think of it as giving to charity because of the efficient way in which you've organized yourself. You're really to be commended, Rosemary.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, a lot of it goes back to two University of Michigan graduates who started the company, and that would be Tim Coonan and Greg Hesterberg.
Well, and I understand that they too have a Michigan connection.
Yes, they met at the University of Michigan when they were both campaigning for a bottle bill.
Well, it's amazing how you've brought all of that together. Rosemary, we want to thank you for coming on the show and informing our listeners about it. One more time, can you please give them the web address where they can find your products?
It's very simple. It's www.theanimalrescuesite.com.
Fantastic. We've been talking this morning with Rosemary Jones from the Animal Rescue Site in Seattle, Washington. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you so much for bringing this issue to light.
Oh, we appreciate it very much. Rick, what an interesting program we've had today. Most people think about the concept of Christmas gifts and all of that, and there's a lot of people who buy for pets or for pet people, and what we've demonstrated today is there's a lot of unique products out there that most people might never think about. And it really can make a difference when you're looking for unique items to focus for these people to go out and get them what it is that they want. Now, for any of you who want to go back and hear any of today's segments, you can go to our website at www.1320wils.com, and you can listen to the show live streaming at that site. You can also email us at mmpets@1320wils.com, or look for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on Facebook and friend the show. So on behalf of our producer, Holly Rotter, and our producer, Scott Holliday, and my partner, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen saying, have a great weekend, everybody, and don't forget to please, please, please take darn good care of your pets.